After a lengthy investigation, a trial, and an appeal, the legal process has concluded. Mr. Singh has been sentenced and has paid his fines. By seeking to remove his position as leader of the opposition, this motion appears to be imposing a further political penalty on top of the legal one. We must also remember that the position of the leader of the opposition remains a role constituted at the Prime Minister's prerogative. If the Prime Minister now deems the appointment untenable, he has the authority to rescind it. The leader said MPs are entitled to express a view on Mr. Singh's suitability for that role. Is the Prime Minister seeking the views of Parliament to make his executive decision? The Workers' Party is vastly outnumbered in this House. There are 12 Workers' Party MPs in this Parliament compared to 87 People's Action Party MPs. The outcome of this motion may be a foregone conclusion due to the mathematical reality of this House, but the moral weight of the decision rests on every member. Regardless of Parliament's decision, the Workers' Party will continue our work on the ground. We will let our commitment to our service to our constituents speak for themselves. Ultimately, it is for the voters to decide on the representatives they want serving them. In recent weeks, I've been heartened by the many residents I've met during house visits and at neighbourhood coffee shops. Many have offered words of encouragement and concern and have reaffirmed their support for us through this episode. They have urged us to stay focused on the issues that matter to their families and their livelihoods,